Post-election violence plagues Kenya. Christians are affected. Pakistani elections have been postponed. Prayer is needed. And a Christian resource group is getting help from Christian radio in the U.S. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. A dispute over last week's presidential voting in Kenya has triggered the worst urban clashes in 25 years and displaced tens of thousands. President Mwai Kibaki's narrow re-election victory and his swearing-in on Sunday sparked violence across the country. Speaking from Kenya, World Gospel Mission's Terry Duncan says,
"All of our people have had to remain calm where they are in their homes. No one is traveling because travel has been pretty much blocked for everyone just because of security and some major roads are not even allowed on."
Kenya has been an example of democracy for years. According to Duncan, the displaced are having difficulties.
Relief agencies are here, but they cannot get to those that have been affected, communities that have been, people have been displaced. Several thousand people, homes have been destroyed.
Pray that Christians will be bold in their witness during this time of uncertainty. Next, Assist News is reporting 30 people were burned to death inside a church on New Year's Day. They were seeking refuge from a post-election riot in western Kenya. The violence seems to be escalating into tribal warfare between the Kikuyu and the Luo. The death toll from 4 days of clashes is past 300. Pray for the safety of those who are acting as the hands and feet of Christ during this uncertain time. Pray that hearts would respond to the peace of Christ. You're listening to Mission Network News. Stabilizing a volatile ally is a major concern in the U.S.-Pakistan relations. The chaos triggered by Benazir Bhutto's death led to the postponement of parliamentary elections. Evangelist Sammy Tippett says they have partners working there and asked if the upheaval was hurting the ministry.
"This affected the church only in the sense of the general population. There are some real concerns that our particular friends have because of the work that they are doing and so many people who are coming to Christ who are not from Christian backgrounds, and that has caused them great concern."
Instability in the region has often led to a surge of nationalist thinking, which could be dangerous for believers. Christians have often been associated with the West. Tippett says of the church in Pakistan,
"When they tell us to be praying for them, we know that that's a serious thing, that they really need us to be praying for them, because we have seen friends who've been killed and murdered because of their work in reaching the non-Christian population."
Meanwhile, a Christian radio station in Illinois, WBGL, is partnering with Christian Resources International to collect Bibles for people overseas. CRI is tapping a huge source in the United States because the average American owns 9 Bibles, most of which are not even being read. So far, the station's collected over 27,000 Bibles. Various community businesses and churches have also gotten involved. Many of them are wrapping up their campaigns at the end of the month. Go to our website if you want to participate. And the third annual Christmas parade put on by Oasis International Ministries in Ghana was a success. They raised more than 6 times the funding as the previous year to construct a recovery ward for the health clinic in Prom. They also had news coverage, which according to Ambrose Brennan led to a phone call from a local Paramount chief.
"He asked us how much was needed to complete the project. We said about $37,000 probably to complete it. That would just be the structural part. And he said they may have some money that they would like to donate in the tune of about $20,000. So if that happens, we're really going to be excited."
Brennan says getting people involved in their classes is the beginning of changing their lives.
"We definitely had a lot of people who were inquiring. After the parade, we had a number of people who came back to the center to get information about some of our Bible classes and some of our leadership courses."
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Transworld Radio is making available Eugene Peterson's The Message New Testament, helping biblical texts come alive. Keep it or give it to a friend as an outreach. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828. That's The Message New Testament from Transworld Radio at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.